Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Sociologists have been worried for a long time about a phenomenon called brain drain, especially in rural areas. The best and the brightest young students are leaving those rural areas in search of jobs and opportunities elsewhere. A 2009 book called Hollowing Out the Middle suggested that teachers are directly responsible for this phenomenon. That didn't sound right to Kai Shaft. He's an associate professor of education at Penn State. He and several colleagues did a study to find out just why high-achieving students do leave rural areas. And Kai Shaft joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So can you remind us, what was it that rural schools were being blamed for, and why didn't that sound right to you?
Well, one of the problems that's really vexed people interested in rural development for a long time is the issue of rural brain drain, and that is the processes of people moving out of rural areas who are younger and better educated and wealthier than the people who stay behind, and also than the people who move in. And in addition, there tends to be a larger flow of out-migration from rural areas than in-migration into rural areas. And so the net effect of this is to increase the economic disadvantage of lots of rural places and leave those places with aging populations. There have been lots of studies done about why this is the case, and people have come up with all kinds of different hypotheses. And one hypothesis is that schools play a role in sorting students according to how teachers understand the ability of students. And so they sort students into the high achievers and the students who are sort of the middle of the road students and the students who aren't really such high achievers. And they really focus their attention on the high achieving students and pass on these expectations that to make something of your life you need to go to bigger and better things. That was more or less along the line of the argument that was being made within the book Hollowing Out the Middle. So we had we were wondering about this and the extent to which this was true. And I was working on a project where we had conducted a survey of 9th through 12th graders across 73 different rural schools across 34 states, which ended up with a survey of almost 9,000 high school students. And so we asked all kinds of questions about their career and residential and educational aspirations, their school experiences, and also their perceptions of the home community. And what we found was that, in fact, instead of the highest achieving students being the ones that most wanted to leave their rural home communities, they were the ones who, in fact, were most attached to their home communities and most wanted to stay in those home communities if possible, which is a little bit of a counterintuitive finding until you begin to think about the experiences of successful students and the kinds of experiences they associate with where they've been successful. When you think about it like that, it's not too surprising that they have those connections, those tighter connections to their home communities and to their schools.
You already had this survey, these almost 9,000 students that you had surveyed in rural schools around the country. What a boon to have that when you wanted to look at, hang on a minute, are the high-achieving students leaving more? Are they, and why are they? What a great data set to have
right
at your fingertips.
It's an amazing data set. It's really an amazing data set. Now, the one issue with that data set is that it's not longitudinal. It's cross-sectional. So it's data collected at one point in time, so we can't track students. But what we did do was we were able to go to a subsample of those communities and conduct some pretty intensive focus groups and interviews with young people and with educators and with community members to get a better sense from their perspectives about community attachment and how young people formulate future aspirations for residence and education and career, and what kinds of factors shape those aspirations.
So let me ask you a clarifying question, because you know the rural brain drain we talk about a lot. This idea that high achievers are leaving rural areas, that's not false, right? They often are leaving.
That's not false. That's right. And what we learned from the survey data and also from our focus group and interview data, our site visits, was that the problem is not the expectations that the high-achieving students are going to leave and go to the, you know, the bright lights of the big city, but rather that there is a mismatch between rural youth aspirations and rural youth opportunity in many communities in rural America. So in other words, another way to think about this is that instead of thinking about this as an educational issue, that is, rural schools are sorting students and educating students out, it really is a rural development issue. And it really speaks to the systematic underinvestment in rural America. And then when you consider that it is precisely the best and the brightest who do want to stay if they can, that has some pretty interesting implications for rural development. And I think that one of the implications for this is that a visionary and comprehensive rural development strategy, which right now we really don't have one, should really involve rural schools as drivers of community and economic development.
Yeah, because, interestingly, what I found interesting in looking at your research is that this idea that students who are doing really well in their schools and in their communities feel perhaps a deeper connection to that community and want to stay, but aren't finding the opportunities at their skill levels. But you also looked a little bit at whether they have a desire to come back. So this idea that the students may leave, young people may leave, but what are you finding about those people maybe coming back to their home communities?
Well, we found lots and lots of evidence of people coming back. So, for instance, in our focus groups with community members and also with teachers who often are local people, they talked about coming up through the local school and moving away and coming back and how the community was sort of in their blood. But the issue here is really what there is to come back to. If there's one way to characterize rural America, it's diversity. We tend to think about rural America as this one blanket kind of countryside, and that's really not the case. Rural communities are vastly different from each other along the lines of history and geography and economics and culture. And all of those things impact how young people understand what their opportunities are. And so one of the things that we found was that in some of the communities where there really were some good opportunities for young people, they were encouraged to leave because the assumption was that, on the part of community members and educators, the assumption was that they have these strong community ties and they're going to go out and gather these connections and these experiences and these skills, and ultimately they're going to bring them back to the community and probably bring them back with other people, with spouses and family members and this kind of thing.
Yes,
that was a very interesting finding from the qualitative side of things.
Well, the study is called Educational Sorting and Residential Aspirations Among Rural High School Students. It's just been published in the August issue of American Educational Research Journal, and we've been talking with Kai Shaft, Associate Professor of Education at Penn State, who was one of the authors of that study. Professor Shaft, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.